The Florida baseball team enjoyed a come-from-behind victory Tuesday night, defeating the UCF Knights 5-3. The Gators improved to 14-16 in the season. UF head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says the team worked together to get the win.
It was a very, very good team effort. It was a clean game. We didn't make any errors. I think we walked four, which was more than we liked. But overall, we got a lot of contributions up and down the lineup. We pitched, pretty good, and we played solid defense for the most part.
Next up, the team plays Mississippi State on Friday. Switching sports, the Gator football coach Will Muschamp announced yesterday that the annual Orange and Blue game will now be an open practice. Due to the change, the fee has been waived for the public. Muschamp says it's crucial that the team knows how to play with a large crowd.
Certainly, it always is to get out in front of the crowd. I mean, I think it's, we got the greatest fans in the world, and to be able to perform in front of them is important for our guys to put the kickers in some situations where they've got to make some pressure kicks with fans out there. You can't ever simulate 90,000 people. That's hard to do.
Catch coverage of the debut here on ESPN Radio 850-900 on Saturday, starting at 11. And the Florida women's basketball team faces Drexel in the Final Four of the WNIT tonight. The Gators are coming off an 85-80 win over James Madison. UF head coach Amanda Butler says winning on the road is great preparation for the future.
I think that, this group of Gators really has the best of them has been revealed in this postseason, and I think the road challenges has been a big part of that. It's been a great opportunity for us to grow, a great opportunity for them to mature in ways that you just aren't afforded the same opportunities when you have the comforts of home.
Tip-off is set for 7. The Florida softball team planned for a 6 p.m. game against UCF, but due to a rain delay, the game should be starting any minute now. More cheese seats coming up for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. Well, I'm interested to see, the Orange and Blue game is more of an open practice, obviously due to all the injured players, but I'm hoping that goes well. I know a lot of the injuries are from the linemen, so I'm excited to see Tyler Moore and Max Garcia, see how they do in the new lineup. And, of course, obviously I'm interested to see Tyler Murphy and Skylar Morningweg, behind Driscoll.
Sports.
It's the language of men.
The new ESPN 850-900.
You can talk sports. You can talk with any guy in the world.